Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 23rd of January 2024. Today's topic is God's Grace is Enough. Our text today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 through 10. It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Verse 2. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. Verse 6. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Grace has been aptly described as God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is the unmerited favor of God on the undeserving. God's grace supplies support, strength, and power to his faithful children to accomplish various tasks, overcome sin, oppositions, and to make heaven at last. The text today reveals the source of Paul's strength for victory. It shows the source of his array of successes in the ministry, despite persecutions, trials, temptations, and weakness in the body that stood ferociously against his determination to realize the heavenly vision of winning souls and making heaven. The primacy of God's grace for success and breakthrough is a key lesson for all believers in Christ, as shown in our Bible text above. God's grace empowers us to overcome life's challenges. To enjoy this grace, we must live a righteous, faithful, dutiful, and prayerful life like Apostle Paul. God's grace is like fuel. It fires the engine in our soul, spirit, and body to run to triumph. Your strength isn't sufficient to carry you through. Never stop to seek the grace of God. Quote for the day. Seek the grace of God. The challenge for today is, grace helps to accomplish great tasks. Prayer. Lord, give me the grace to follow through. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, Visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.